55. All the time, Jolly kept insisting she was nobody's kid, ever. "No, I don't have folks, I told you," she told me. "Better not push," her face read to me. She said she slept in a refrigerator box when she was 12 and got her period she didn't know what it was, thought she was insane or dying. Some lady took her to the girls and showed her what to do. A sister saint somebody. She explained it to Jolly, told her she was normal, not dying. But when Sister Saint somebody went to get the papers to fill out Jolly's name on them, Jolly thought she meant to put her in one of those orphanages like they have for people without folks, so she walked. But I had the maxi pad things in a bag she gave me so I could get on the bus just like anybody, you know. I looked around and I looked around and I said every single lady and girl has this if Sister Saint somebody was right. I counted 17 ladies and girls on the bus, and I thought of all the blood. That's a lot of blood, you know.